Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 429. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
I'm wearing bright orange. You're wearing a lovely sky, darker than sky blue.
Yeah, nice blue.
Yours has got Stardew Valley stuff all over it.
Yeah, which I was told when I wore it that I look like you.
I don't have a Stardew Valley t-shirt. This is your second one.
It must be the type of t-shirt.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm wearing a t-shirt that says San Diego Zoo on it. I don't remember. I've been to San Diego Zoo, but I definitely wouldn't have bought this t-shirt.
Definitely would not have. That's not the kind that of t-shirt sauce. That someone who doesn't know you buys you a t-shirt.
I don't know who. I actually don't know who would have gotten me this.
Where have you stolen it from?
I have no idea. But it works well because I have to wear orange to go to a hockey club, my hockey club's like social afternoon.
Mm.
And they've got round robin. They've got two players from the men's division, two players from the women's division, and two players from the juniors.
I think I'd be really nervous to play in that game against the men and the juniors because I think they'd both be really and rough.
Oh, yeah, probably. It's not even a full – it's not a full court, though, I don't think. Court's not a court. Pitch. It's a full pitch.
Really showing up your expertise.
Yes, I am.
On the green.
Yeah, I'm going to do it on the green. Hey, guess what? Something exciting is for us to enjoy Scrubs quiz.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Scrubs in.
And you used to watch it all the time. That was like your show.
Yeah, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Because I don't think of it as my show, but I did enjoy it.
Didn't you have a lot of the DVDs?
I think so. I used to watch it with Dad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. Now it's time to get into the
news.
They said it couldn't be done, but I just watched them put a baby in the corner. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
Right. Viola Davis, famous actress, and Jason Clarke, an actor who you'd be like, oh, I've seen your face. They're going to star in something called Ally Clarke. Not Jason's wife,
Ally
just
Clarke,
a different one.
Like a sideshow Ally?
Ooh.
Like a
person's name?
Oh,
so
how's
many
it spelled?
Questions. Ally.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, okay. We'll soon find out.
Right.
It's a thriller. It's being made by Amazon MGM Studios because Amazon bought MGM Studios. Do you want me to read the synopsis?
Yeah.
It takes us from the towering skyscrapers of New York City to the sweltering bayous of Louisiana and the icy peaks of Alaska.
Really?
Following investigator Ally Clarke.
Oh.
As she embarks on a perilous inquiry into an international conglomerate following the suspicious death of a close friend. Perilous inquiry is quite a funny term because it sounds like you've made a dangerous request for some forms online.
Yeah, and they're like, we're tracking you now. And you're like, I didn't mean to. I clicked before I read.
I just didn't want to. So that'll be fun. I think that sounds like an exciting movie. In fact, it'd probably be an even more exciting series if you can get six episodes out of that, two in New York, two in Louisiana, two in Alaska. Maybe I should talk to them
about Amazon's
it.
Listening, we do work as consultants.
Yes, we do.
For a fee.
Of course.
And we know how much money you have.
Now, when you say fee, you don't mean like not Ally as in a girl. You don't mean fee as in Fiona.
I don't want any Fionas as payment. Sorry, ladies. I don't want
it's
just, you.
It's not.
I want an FEE that you pay me.
Yeah. Do you want some good news?
Of course I do.
High potential?
Renewed for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one of Disney's top dramas. That includes on their streaming service and linear TV as well.
Well, it's good because it's one of those easy one episode quick kind of murder mystery crime solving things that's more lighthearted than like an SVU or a CSI. You know, a bit more like the Australian Mr. and Mrs. Murder. Or even Poker Face. You know how they were kind of, there's a running theme, but it's standalone cases.
I know that you said Law and Order and SV or SCI, whatever it's called. But
yeah.
And three letters that weren't FEE.
FEE.
But it's sort of reminds me of older TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, 20-odd episodes a season.
Murder, She like Wrote, yeah. Baywatch. Yeah, the characters are there. It's just a different...
Different every time.
Different mystery, different crime each time.
Scooby-Doo.
Where are you? Well, I'll tell you where he isn't. He's not going to be in Monsters, Inc. 3.
Do you mean the round one and the big purple one, as it was described this morning?
That's the characters.
Yeah. The round guy.
The round guy. You know the round guy.
Oh, good.
So that would be very exciting for Henry. Doesn't know the characters. But Pixar is making third Monsters, Inc. film.
Fun.
It's crazy that the first one came out in 2001. And ended up making almost $530 million worldwide back then.
It's just incredible. Like Lightning McQueen, well, Cars, is played every single day in our house, if not over and over.
Yeah.
And when I think that's 20 years old and it's still going strong for every new generation, yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It's really cool.
That's where I'd be like, as a company, like we did it. We totally did it.
This is it. Yeah. More of this. Actually, no, we don't have to make any more. We don't.
We probably could, but we don't need to. We're just going to stop.
No new things.
However, we still will be making the merchandise and the toys.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's what's selling.
And High Potential Season 3.
Yeah. That's for the parents. Because right. People do grow up. They need something.
Don't get too excited about when this is coming out because I was just looking. Toy Story, I think that's supposed to come out before Monsters, Inc. Incredibles 3 is coming out in 2028. And Coco's sequel is coming out in 2029. So they're not as slow as video games, but they're pretty slow.
Well, I guess you are honestly making every single thing from scratch.
Yep.
It's not like you've got a human that you say stand there and talk.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see, this is probably about a month ago now, but did you see that there was what looked like a movie action, like an action scene from a movie starring Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and they were having like a fighting scene, yeah. Except it wasn't them. It was all AI.
Oh.
Whole thing, including their voices, everything.
With permission?
Nope.
I heard Matthew McConaughey gave permission for his voice.
Really?
And maybe likeness.
Wow. Some care, some don't, I guess. Jeez, incredible. Look, another thing that I think is incredible are the things that we watch. Sometimes they're less incredible than other times.
Than the Incredibles?
Than the Incredibles. 3 or 4. Or 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Blast off. Where are we off to? It's just crazy in here.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Do you know what I watched this week?
What?
Well, do you want me to like give us like a little...
A speech.
A little speech about
Thank
it.
Thank you,
actually get
ladies
into
and
it.
Gentlemen.
I'll just lead into it. I decided to watch recently old movies that I knew had kind of been pretty good, but I never watched. I watched two of them starring the same actor.
Oh, you got a theme. Mm-hmm. Nice.
What do you watch?
Oh,
that's the episode.
Thank you, and we'll be back next time week.
I hope you enjoy those movies as well.
I might have watched it back when it started. Okay. What do you reckon we do it like this then? Okay.
I can't stop laughing. Sorry.
I talk about one thing. You talk about your two things. Okay. I finish with another thing.
Okay. I like that pattern.
Okay. Number one, I watched the new series of Scrubs. Mm-hmm. Now, as we were saying just before, that was kind of your show. You were like Steph, the person that watches Will and Grace and Scrubs. That was you. And I was like Leah, absolutely fabulous, and 30 Rock.
See, I would say you were Will and Grace.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I think probably we just watched it together.
Yeah, but this stems a long way back to childhood when we had to justify our TV watching on the school holidays. And I'd be like, no, we each had a show. One was Leah's and I just happened to be in the room
I'm just in the room when it happens.
And then the next show that came on afterwards was mine and Leah just hung around. So really we've only watched one show each.
Mine is Wild and Crazy Kids and yours is that show set in Canada, which was exciting. Do you remember we watched the intro of it again and we were like, oh, vague recollections of
that. The horses and the spider on the hand.
I think so, yeah. I think that was it.
Yeah.
Yours was Puddle Lane, though. But that's not what I watched. I was scrubbed.
No. Teaspoon and...
Bom, 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 bom.
No, that was Puddle Lane.
That's Puddle Lane. And Teaspoon's different.
Yeah.
Okay. My mind had combined them.
Oh.
Mm. Scrubs is back and JD is no longer at the hospital. He's like a private physician for like rich people. I don't know how American
healthcare
works, except I believe you have to pay a lot. But he was doing that for like rich people. So people were like, oh, I've hurt my finger. Do I need stitches? And he's like, no, a Band-Aid will do. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. So he wasn't really being fulfilled professionally.
But wallet-wise was doing quite well.
That's right. Now for some – oh, he goes back to the hospital because one of his patients is there and he wants to go and check up on them, and that's when he sees Dr. Cox and Turk again and Carla and Elliot. Like they're all pretty much there. And then comedy ensues. Now, the funny thing is...
Hang on, did he, like, lose friendship with Turk?
No, they were always friends. Okay. Yeah, they were still friends.
Just no shenanigans.
And also just not at the hospital doing together. But in a world where jokes have to be careful...
Yeah.
They were making fun of the fact that jokes have to be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure if you go back and watch, there'd be jokes that you go, oh, couldn't get away with that these days.
But you'd still laugh because it's funny.
Yeah.
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 But it was good fun. I got through, I think, 4 episodes. I think that might have been as many as there were. They're sort of drip feeding them.
Yeah. What's it on?
Disney, I think. Yeah, Disney. Yes, it was Disney.
You know, Carla is also in Disney's High Potential.
She's a busy lady. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She hardly looks any different.
Hardly at all.
Turk and JD look a bit older.
Yeah.
You can tell that they're not as young as they used
20s.
To be. Yeah. But Carla, yeah. What, okay, here's the beginning of yours. Three, 3, 2, 1, go.
As I said, I decided to watch recently old movies that I'd never watched before, but I know were pretty big. So I decided to watch Reese Witherspoon's Wild. 2014, oh, so recently.
Is that
old?
That old? Yeah. I wouldn't have said. I was going to guess 2019. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's funny. Interestingly, both movies that I watched were also based on true stories.
So this is the one where she's like kayaking.
No.
Okay. Isn't she in the wild kayaking?
No. Kayaking. I don't think there's any water. She's hiking.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, you set me off again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen this.
So I've forgotten her name.
Reese.
Cheryl. Cheryl, I think her name is. So Cheryl decides after some trauma, you know, self-inflicted and some just trauma, she decides to hike the PCT, which is the Pacific Crest Trail, and it goes all the way from maybe the Mexico border all the way up to Alaska.
Hang on a second. Did she go through San Diego? Is she the one that got me this T-shirt?
That's it. She went to the zoo and she's like, I've got to send you one. It's taken 10 years to get here. Anyway, she does this alone, and it seems to be hiking this PCT is, I guess, kind of a rite of passage if
like
you're
a
going
pilgrimage
through
kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. As you go along the way, there are, I guess, signs to say you're at the PCT, and there's a little lockbox, and inside there's a book that people will sign to say you're here.
Don't they have stuff like that in Spain or like around Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Camino Trail or something like that. Yeah.
So you would think, and I think this is probably why I never watched it in the first place, because I was like, What kind of a movie is going to follow this woman on a solo hike that whole way? Like, it takes her, it's hundreds and hundreds of miles,
kilometers. We would watch someone do this for real on a YouTube channel now.
I mean, wouldn't we ever?
So
we totally would. But, you know, if you want to skip that, watch the movie.
Okay.
Because
it's good. It's got Reese in it.
It's got Reese in it, which I think tells you everything that is actually going to be good, and you've just got to trust that she's got better judgment than we do.
Yeah, probably.
So
accurate.
It does have some really kind of long bits, but I think that's done on purpose because it is supposed to be a treacherous, hard trail. But it's also, what was really interesting was how quickly, I guess, the director and cinematographer was able to make her so vulnerable in a situation that's obviously like just made up because it's a movie. But it was so interesting to be like, well, we're 5 minutes into this and I can already sense this vulnerability and like I don't think she's going to make it and I don't know why she's doing this because we haven't gotten to the backstory yet. It was really interesting to see how emotive it was, even though I've got no interest whatsoever of camping or hiking or any of that. It was really, really interesting. It didn't feel too long. It felt like the right amount of time. It gave you moments where you were like, yeah, good girl, like you did that. You totally did that. And other moments where you go, holy, I don't know how you're going to get out of this. This particular situation is a little bit,
it's too much.
A bit scary. Her trauma and her backstory is taken into, and there's lots of flashbacks while she's, I guess, grappling with the emotions, because when you're on a hike by yourself or you can't charge devices, so you can't be listening to podcasts and things like that. So really it's you, the wilderness, and your thoughts in your own head. And it was really interesting to see how she
really hooked you.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was pleasantly surprised. You know when you see it advertised, you go, no, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, because Reese is one of your favourites, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that that's not something that you'd watched before means it didn't grab you immediately.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's great. So I'm assuming that because you watched that movie with Reese in it, you're going to talk about another Reese thing.
It's another Reese one. Another Reese one. Wasn't my intention. My intention was to watch old movies that I'd not watched, but this one came up and I was like, I'll do a theme. The other one I watched is from the year before Wild, 2013, and it's called Devil's Knot. It also has Colin Firth in it. Now
I haven't seen this.
I don't even remember it being advertised or anything. I mean, obviously it was, but I don't remember it.
Busy watching Scrubs.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Reese is a big part, but not the leading character.
Is he the leading?
It kind of shifts. There's no real leading. Not a central character. He has his moments, she has her moments, and I guess you've got two massive actors who can hold the rest of it together. But it is a bit of a Law and Order film where it deals with a crime, which I said is a true story, where three young boys, like really young, maybe 7, 8 years old, they go off on a bike ride one afternoon. They're told to come home, you know, by dinner time. They don't come home. Panic ensues. And the next couple of days, their bodies are found in awful, awful conditions. And the immediate suspects were this sort of local, I guess, satanic black magic sort of cult. There's a circle of them within the small town. And they're immediately pinned as the suspects. So it goes from Reese being the mother of one of the little boys and seeing that part of the story to suddenly then Colin Firth is working as a private investigator for the defense's team. So the guys who have been charged for these murders, he's working as the PA. No, PI. He's not the personal assistant. He's a personal investigator. And he's working because he's like, this doesn't make sense. There are so many holes in this. People have completely disregarded evidence and you just went straight in and arrested these people off false alibis and false confessions and things like that. So it shifts dramatically from Reese being the central to Colin Firth being the central, and he's not the lawyer or anything, but he's trying to figure everything out.
Okay. Interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah, to swap things around. I feel like that's more of a book thing.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get books where there'll be different chapters from the perspective of different characters. And, yeah, they don't tend to do that in films. Maybe they do it a little bit in series, but not much.
Not much in movies, though. Usually it sticks with the one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the couple of people. Not that you don't see Reese again. She's obviously there.
Yeah.
But she can't carry that story because she's only the mother.
Oh,
she
one perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Interestingly, because it is a true story, and it's what I think we often find with true stories that are made into movies, the endings are muddled because in real life endings are muddled. You're never quite sure of the conviction or the ending or the, you know, what happens. So there's a lot of things like, well, this person did this a couple of years later, and you go, oh, really? So a tad slow at times.
Okay. This movie. Wild was the favorite one.
This week it was, but I'm glad that I did delve into The Devil's Knot as well.
Devil's Knot, 2013 that would have been. Okay. Well, I watched something newer. It's a, it's probably a limited series or mini series on HBO called DTF St. Louis. DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, Linda Cardinelli.
Was she the one who played
Linda Cardinellini
in Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joy Sunday, Richard Jenkins, and apparently Pedro Pascal's in it. I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen one episode. So it centers around three characters who appear to be like Linda and David are married, and Jason is David's friend.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of watch them become friends sort of, and then they work together, and then sort of they become friends as like couples and families. Yeah. And then it flashes forward 8 weeks, and one of them, I won't say who, but it does tell you, is dead.
Ooh.
And then Joy and Richard play the two detectives who are trying to figure out what happened. And by the end of the first episode, one of those characters has also been arrested. In relation to the murder. Really exciting. I was like,
I love when it starts.
Is there another
fast
episode? And you're like, no, gotta wait.
Okay, well, I'm gonna wait until I can, like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, because it wasn't enough, but it's really good. It's on HBO.
Nice.
DTF is in down to find each other. Yeah, St. Louis. Do you want to do a quiz?
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure how I'm going to go, though.
I know.
Considering I didn't remember that it was my show.
It was your show. Everyone was like, oh, you mean Stephanie Scrubs?
Yeah.
I'm always calling you that, scrub-a-dub-dub Steph, they said.
Maybe I just talked about it a lot, but it wasn't really.
You know what? I think it was just that I remember you had the DVDs.
Yeah.
That's probably all it is. We had DVDs from several shows that we
True.
I wouldn't say that were.
Do you know, it was probably the time where, like, you get your first sort of job that gives you a bit of money. So then you go to, like, what am I going to buy? Yeah. Well, back then, because I'm sure people, young people now to spend it on skincare, you'd be like, I'll go to JB Hi-Fi and I'll buy a box set.
Box sets are good.
Yeah.
A binge. And that was the beginning of binging.
Yeah.
Mm. Scrubs. Who plays JD?
Oh, no, I don't remember his name.
I was like, just an easy one first.
Oh, my
first.
God, give me the initials.
ZB.
Zach Braff. Oh,
good. What's the first thing you saw Donald Faison in?
Clueless.
Yes. What was the other well-known character's name that Sarah Chalk has played?
Becky Connor.
Mm-hmm. From
Roseanne.
Who did Dr. Turk end up with?
Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were always together.
Were they always together? Don't remember.
Don't remember either.
Anyway, they're married with three teenage slash adult daughters.
Okay.
We're up to number two. Who was the boss doctor? Was it Dr. Cox or Dr. Kelso?
Oh, the boss, Kelso.
Mm.
I would never remember his name.
That's why I put the names in, because I thought I wouldn't remember.
Do you want
to
know something really random, though?
Yeah.
The doctor who delivered both of us was Dr. Kelso.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I found it on our like birth certificate or something like that.
Amazing.
That's the only reason that I remember, because when I heard his name as a doctor, I was like, oh.
Dr. Kelso. Interesting. True or false? They used to hit golf balls.
I just really
wanted
to say false before the question.
Off the roof of the hospital.
They used to fall off the roof.
No, they used to hit golf balls off the roof.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's hilarious. Because I thought one of two things were going to happen then when I asked you that question. You were either going to answer it immediately or you were going to get confused and be like, well, in Offspring there were some scenes where they were on top of the hospital. Maybe they hit the golf balls off. But it was in this show. What's it called? Scrubs.
In this show called Scrubs.
Look, I apologize that it's a shorter episode. By the time I edit, it's probably going to be about 26 minutes.
We just did Gilmore Girls speed talking today.
That's all. And also, I have to be somewhere in 29 minutes and I'm only half ready. So on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Quick, go, run.